כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
Start with those who are away northwest London, Sunday 9th of Nisan, 10th of April. Rabbi Elcholom Fishman, Shlita. How is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim relevant to us? This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by family Berkovitz, B'neshmas Harav Avram Dob and Rav Moshe Dovid Zafon Lebroch Aviyat, the late Dayan Bel Berkovitz.
B'yitz Hashem, Friday night, we're going to have the Leil Seder. We have two Sedarim. And there's a special mitzvah's essay of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the Tikkun of the night. Kiyum mitzvahs ma'asiyos as well, obviously. The Rambam tells us in Sefer HaMitzvahs, this is essay Kuf Nun Zayin, He should sivonu the sapli the yitzias mitzrayim beleil chamisha also benisun. We have a tzivu, we have a mitzvah to tell over the story of yitzias mitzrayim on the 15th of Nisan at night. Bitchilas halayla, kvi tzachus l'shoyin ha-mesaper. According to the ability of the person telling over the story, as clear as he can explain it, or as well as he can explain it. The chol mi sheyosif b'mayme v'yarech hadvorim, and the Rambam tells us that the more you can add to the story, and he tells us there are four elements that you have to focus on Leil Seder. Number one, mashe osa lonu Hashem, mashe osa lonu Hashem. Number one is what Hashem did for us, the chasodim that He did for us. Number two, Masha also imonu amitzrin me'ovel v'chomos. The treacherous behavior, the torture that the mitzrin did for us, how they were mashabedas v'chulin, go into the details of that. Number three, ve'eich lochach Hashem nikmoseinu mehem, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took his nekama, took out nekama, took his vengeance from them. And number four, v'hoidos lo yisbarach, and to be Moedel Hashem. Being Moedel Hashem is part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'hoidos lo yisbarach ha'mashe gemolanu mechasodov, and whoever's marich, more marich, yiyeh yoyse toy. That's better, the more you're marich. K'mo she'omru, we say in the Haggadah, kol ha'marich v'sapir b'yetzias Mitzrayim harei zeh meshubo. The more you're marich, the better it is. But some people have a mistake. You see, that Be'etzim, what you have to do on Leil Seder is to say the Haggadah. The Haggadah is only a framework to be mekayim this mitzvah. The Etzim, the mitzvah, is to be mesaper. Everybody should be mesaper in the way that they can be mesaper. Now, the Baal Haggadah, whoever was mechaber this Haggadah, think Machlokes, but the Baal Haggadah did us a tremendous toivah, because if we would have to sit down today and start to say, okay, well, Leil Seder, now we've got to be Mesapa the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and I've got to be Marich. Many of us wouldn't know what to say. We wouldn't know what parts to focus on. Maybe many, many, many people wouldn't be able to know where to start, where to finish, and etc., etc. So the Baal Haggadah put together a lot of Chazalim and a few things for himself, which is the framework to be Mesapa the Sipur. But the Etzim, the idea is not that it should take away from the mitzvah. It shouldn't be that you just read it like you daven up the Haggadah and we're yotzei. We're b'chal not yotzei with that. You have to, first of all, have to understand the Haggadah. Poskim say that one should translate it if necessary for the people sitting there don't understand the Hebrew. But more than that, it has to be but tzachos l'shoyin ha-mesaper. And there's no limit. Kol ha-barich harizei v'shubach. The more one's marich, the better it is. Why is it? What's the point of this mitzvah, actually? So, in the Sefer HaChinuch, the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, mitzvah Chof Aleph, he also says, L'saper b'ni Yetzias Mitzrayim b'leil chamisha osa b'nisan, kol echot kvi tzachos l'shoinai. It's not a set nusach. There could be things which are ma'akev you have to mention. But there's not a set nusa. Kol echol kfi tzachus v'shoinoi. And he then says, v'inyan ha-mitzvah, the idea of this mitzvah, she'yizkar ha-nisim v'anyonim she'iru la'viseinu v'yitzis mitzrayim. We have to remember the nisim and all the things that happened to us in la'viseinu when we came out from Mitzrayim. V'eich lo'kach o'kev yismar nikmaseinu mehem. And again, he also stresses this point. We have to focus on the nekama that Hashem took from them. And then it says, L'chinuch v'afilu b'noi v'bein atzmoi, even if he's on his own. And there's nobody to, no one else, Nebuch, he's sitting on his own. V'afilu b'noi v'bein atzmoi, im ein shom acherim, even if no one else, chayim l'hoitzi advar b'pid, he has to speak it out. Why? Says the chinuch, k'dei shi'is oire liboi badovar. So he should awaken himself, should have his oires, he should keep the dibu yisoire halev. When a person speaks out things, he gets his oires. If you just sit and think about the nisim, won't have the same effect. You see from this, from the Rambam, and from the Sefer HaChinuch, that the tachlis of the mitzvah is k'dei shi'is oire. We should wake up, we should get some idea, we should get some hisoiris from the sipur. And we all know that one of the most parts of the Haggadah, which people focus a lot on, the love of the Ikar of the Haggadah, is the four sons. So why we have this, the four sons, the Chochom, the Rosha, the Tom, the Sheila Yedei Lishol? So the Maran says, because Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has something to say to everyone, every different type of person, whether he's a Talmid Chacham, or you say at the beginning, Afilu Kolot Yodim is HaTorah, is a Mitzvah L'Saper, or if he's a Rosha, Rachman Elitzvah, if he's a Tom, a simple person, or even a Shreina Yodel Lishol, every different type of Yid, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim talks to them and has something to say. They bring from the Al-Sheikh Agav an interesting gematria by Rosha that I don't know. The gematria by the Rosha, the Baal Agoda says, Afato hake shinov, knock out his teeth. Also an interesting Rosha, knock out his teeth. So the Mefarshim say the teeth of the Rosha, what he bites with, that's his danger, that's his rishus. But they bring from the Al-Sheikh that the gematria of Rosha is 570. And the gematria of Shinov is 366. If you take away 366, if you knock out the Shinov from the Rosha for the 570, you're left with 204. You're left with Tzaddik. 204 is a Tzaddik. If you take away the Rishus of the Rosha, the Rosha bad same, he's a Yiddish kid. His rishus got taken away. You'll have a tzaddik. You don't have to punch him in the face to do it. Al Kolponim, you see that this sipur has to talk to us. It has to wake us up. Now, at the beginning of the Haggadah, we say Avodim Ayinu, and we say Ilu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have taken us out from Mitzrayim, we would still be Avodim in Mitzrayim. And don't say, what do you mean, we could still be slaves, they freed the slaves. First of all, unfortunately, they say, there are places in the world where there are actual slaves still today, a few million people, they say, are actual slaves. But even if there would have been, they would have freed all the slaves everywhere in the world, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have taken out the Mitzrayim, the Jews would still be slaves in Egypt. And Paro, loved after to the same Paro, the Paro is a generic name for the king of Egypt, we would still be our body. So when we start the Haggadah, we say that we are indirect recipients of this Yetzias Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out Avoseinu. If we wouldn't have taken out Avoseinu, then we today would still be our body. But by the time we go through the whole Sipur, and we come to the completion of the Sipur, then we say, "Bechol dar v'dar, Chayav Adam Nirisis Atzmai Kino Hu Yatzami Mitzrayim." By the time we've gone through the Sipur, we have to say, "No, In every single door, you have to look at yourself as though you came out from Yitzrayim. We came out from Yitzrayim. Shneimar, and that's the pasuk says, "V'igadto levincha b'yomar hu leimar." One of the makoros for this mitzvah is this pasuk: "V'igadto levincha b'yomar hu leimar." Bavu ze, you have to tell your son, Bavu ze, osa Hashem li, betzeisi b'Yitzrayim. You have to tell your son, it was for me. I came out from Yitzrayim. Lo yisav esenu bilvad go'al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, af esenu go'al imahem. Not only was it av esenu, but we ourselves also came out from Yitzrayim. Shenema, v'esenu, the next passage, v'esenu hoitzi misham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. It was a chance. I mean, we weren't in Yitzrayim. So how are we going to do this so that we'll feel that we came out of Mitzrayim? So very bekitzer, the Ikar the Sifu Yitzis Mitzrayim, and the four psukim, Arami Oved Ovi, those four psukim. And the Ikar is to explain those four psukim, to dash of those psukim, which the Baal HaGadol does. And you have to learn the Inyonim so that you can explain them Barichus. And that is the Ikar Sifu. Now the interesting thing, There are four psukim here. First, Arabi Ovid Ovi, and then Vayareo Isonu. That's when we became the Ovel, the Chomos, the Mitzrim Vitaus, Banitzak, we dove into Hashem Yisparach, and the Baal HaGadol's Darshans, each of those words in all the psukim. And then we come to the fourth pasuk. The fourth pasuk is the Etzim Yetziah. Vayotzieinu Hashem Mitzrayim, v'yod chazokim b'Yisrael etuyu b'moira gadol v'oseis v'moifsi. Over here, the Baal HaGadol darshens this pasuk in two ways. It was very interesting. All the other psukim, he darshens one way. Each word brings the darshan, explains it. Come to this pasuk, he explains it in two ways. The first way, he explains, Vayotzieinu Hashem Mitzrayim, lo yaladei malach, v'lo yaladei svarav, v'lo yaladei shaliach, el ha-kodosh baruch hu, b'chvaydoi ba'atzmoy shenema. The first way he darshans, he explains that it's davka Hashem Yisbarach took us out from Yitzrayim. Hashem didn't send a malach to take us out from Yitzrayim. And there are two types of malachim. There's a malach who could freeze the whole of the Mitzrayim. That could, one way could have happened, we just walk out. Or there's a Sarov, a burning Malach, who could have destroyed all the Mitzrim, like with some Cherev, the Moshe said to Malach, destroyed his whole army, burnt them all up, and then we could have walked out of Mitzrayim. B'loy Ali Dei Shaliach, the Mephoshim say, it could have been B'derech HaTeva. B'derech HaTeva! Once I was speaking to some of the Friar Israelis, and they told me, I asked them, did they learn about the Yitziat Mitzrayim? So yeah, they learned in school about Yitziat Mitzrayim. So what did you learn? They said, Moshe Rabbeinu was an Egyptian prince, and he led a slave revolution, and he brought all the slaves out of Egypt. They didn't say Moshe Rabbeinu, Kabuban. Yeah. I said to them, you know, never. You and we are all Bnei Avram, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, and Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rabban says, was the most perfect man who ever walked with Isha Elohim. And we come from Avram, Yitzchak v'Yaakov. And what do you think we are? A bunch of slaves from a liberal politician who made a slave revolution. That's where we come from. Never. To realize what Torah really is. Anyway, it could have been, the Renshon could have made, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a prince, he had a lot of protection there in Paro's house, he could have started publishing articles, how unjust it is, slavery, v'chula, and eventually, maybe there would have been aroused enough public anger and everything, it made hafgolas, you know, nowadays it's very popular, there's this sort of hafgolas, and then it could have come out from the time, but there had ever. No, lo yalidei shliach, elo HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoido b'atzmai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nizgale to us in Mitzrayim. Bichloide ba'atzmoi, no malachim, makas b'chayrus, was that in such a way, wasn't shayach, there could be any havamin if it was anyone else. All the avodah zaras that night, all the avodah zaras, all the different idols they had in every temple, melted or rotted or broke, the Rebbeinu Shalom was megale on that night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, bichloide ba'atzmoi, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'ani Hashem, ani hu v'loy acher. There is no other power. The Rebbeinu Shalom showed us there's no other power in the world when it came to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he did it beyond Chazoka, Bizroya Netuya, in a very clear way. Bizroya Netuya means an outstretched hand, like, you know, I always go on Nel Seder with the Eidiklach. So the one sitting next to me, so I said, look, you see, Kodesh Baruch Hu could have given Oynish like this. And they punch him under the table. I said, we could do it like that. And then you would say, I hit you. And the teacher would say, maybe you did, maybe you did. Or there's another way you could do it. You could punch somebody like that. It's rather do you. That is very clear who did it. That's how the Rebbeinu Shalom took us out from his tribe. There was a tremendous gilui in Yetzias Mitzrayim. He did it in a way that matter, the God says, all the matters were written on the matter so that we could see clear that it was coming from Hashem Yisbarach. The Moivsim is a Shinui Teva, that water suddenly changes to blood, or dust changes to Kinim. It's something which the Moivsim is not shyer for anyone to do such a thing. The first way that Baal Haggadah darshans is the Gilui Shechina that there was in Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then, Yom Tov HaAcher. What's the Tov HaAcher? Beyond Chazok HaShtayim. These are your Shtayim. The Moirah Gavu Shtayim, Moisah Shtayim, Moisah Shtayim. Eilu Eser, Makel Shehim Yaakadosh Baruch HaLa Mitzrayim Mitzrayim. He darshans that the second way is the Ten Makas. And the Ten Makas, actually, so what's he bringing now different than he said in the first way of darshaning? Because the ten makas were all midah keneged midah. Medrashim tell us how each maka was designed exactly the fee, the ovel, the chomos that the mitzvim did, the treachery that they did. They got exactly paid back midah keneged midah. And when the Rambam tells us at the Sefer Achiluch that we have to tell over Masha Osi Mona Amitzrim, Yelva Vechomets, Veichlokach Hashem Nikmoseinu. What's Nikoma? Nikoma is, I'll be aloha, what's Nikoma? Nikoma is Mida, can I get Mida? Nikoma is, Reuven wants to borrow something from Shimon, and Shimon says no. And the next day Shimon wants to borrow something from Reuven, and Reuven says, no, I'm not going to lend you like you didn't lend me. Well, fair enough, Lichaira, what's the problem? That is midah keneged midah. Sometimes they call it consequential punishment. Maybe Reuven will say, I'm just trying to give you a feeling. You should understand what it feels like when you need something, and I know you have it, and you know, I just want you to improve your midas. What's wrong with the nekama? The nekama, the says, we can't do it. If we can't do it in a pure way that we only mean letovas the other person, it's very sweet and we feel good. At the end of the day, I'm getting him back. But the Rebbeinu Shalom is kale the comics. The Rebbeinu Shalom has hunger is midah keneged midah. Whether it's midah keneged midah to be ma'or as in tshuva, which could well be a lot of the Farshim say that's what he was trying to do with Paroi. Or whether it's mimeila, the consequences of what a person does, it's midah keneged midah, the oynish comes out midah keneged midah. But I'll call upon him. One of the assignments is ech nocham nikmaseinu. We have to speak out this midah keneged midah. And that's the ten makas. When we talk about the ten makas, we have to speak out and describe the makas and focus on the midah keneged midah. And if he's there, we'll understand a very interesting thing, because after we tell the Makkas, we go with Rabbi Yossi Agvili Hayomi Minayin Nata Oyne, Shelokul Mitzvim Mitzrayim Ese Makkas, Valayom Lokul Hamishim. So we start talking about Kriyas Yamsuf. What's Kriyas Yamsuf got to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim? When simply Yetzias Mitzrayim, is what happened on the 15th of Nisan. Not what happened 7 days later with Kriyas Yam Suf. If we spend the whole night discussing Kriyas Yam Suf with the Yotzi, simply Kriyas Mitzrayim, and we go into Reb Yossi says then, and Reb Loza says there were 200, and Reb Akiva says there were 250. Pshat is, as the Nekoneh, the Midah Keneged Midah, the Onshim that the Mitzrayim got, the completion of that of the Onshim were in Kriyas Yam Suf. Every Makkah is in Mitzrayim, you can look at it as one Makkah, but actually, that's what Reb Yossi said. But if you look into each Makkah, you think about it, there are all sorts of different aspects of the Makkah. So there was the fact that the water changed to blood. So the first, what about when the Mitzri tribe was so thirsty, going with sugar, and he had to drink blood? The suffering that he had from that. Mistami didn't do his stomach much good. Maybe he threw up. So that's the second aspect of the thing. The disgust that he had when he saw the Yidden were drinking water, and for him it's blood. This was my slave. This is the person I trod down. And there are different aspects in every Makkah. So Reb Elazar, but every Makkah had four different aspects to it. And therefore, there were really in Mitzrayim there were 40 Makkahs, and in Kriyas Yam Suf there were five times. It was the Yad, the Mitzrayim, the Etzma. There were 200 Makkahs if you divide it to the Pirtei Pratim. And then Rabbi Kiva comes along and says, "Yeah, but there's another thing. The Moshul, if somebody punches someone in the eye, so he gets a black eye, his blurry vision." So you can say it's one thing, you punch him in the eye, but you can also say, look, he's got black eyes with bushes, he's got blurry vision, he's got a headache, he's giddy. There's all these different aspects, that's Reb Elazar. Then comes Reb Akiva and says, but Elazar, each one, you put it all together, the four of them to come together, there's the cloud, that makes it even worse. So then Reb Akiva says, there's really five aspects of each Makkah. He made those 250 Makkahs. The kids are... The Balagod is telling us the Mido Keneged Mido went the Protius. That's part of Sipui Tzius Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a series of divers. There's Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Shem Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim, Mibes Avodim. What's the Mibes Avodim? There's the Rabban, the Rebbeinu Shlomo was Poseach Aseres HaDibros. With the Yesodus or Emuna, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. These grace of Giluyim that there were, tremendous Giluyim that there were in Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. The Beis Avodim, he says, he took us out from the Beis Avodim so that we should be Oved Hashem, we should become Avodim Hashem. We have to be Avodim Hashem. And Eved, sometimes they translate Eved as a servant. It's not true. An Eved is a slave. A slave is someone who Bar Kocha has to work. He belongs to someone else. We haven't seen an Eved today, but there is such a Musig. As I mentioned before, there are unfortunately people in the world who are a body. The Rebbeinu Shlomo took us out from Mitzrayim to become an Eved Lashem, Avodim Lashem. And these two ideas, actually, are two sides of the same coin. Because you can only be an Eved of someone if you have an Odoi. You decide. I decide. I want to be an Eved. I think that one should be an Eved Lashem. So you're not a real Eved, because you're making it up yourself. If tomorrow you decide, I don't want to be an Eved, so there are Pesha also Pesha Yitir. What's Mechayev me to be an Eved Lashem? By Hakara, that there is Hashem. That by clear Hakorah, there's Hashem. By Emunah, that there's clear Hashem. That's the first way the Baal HaGod darshens the Pasuk. There was a Gilui of Shekhinah, there was Hashem Yisbarach. On the other hand, okay, I believe, I see, yes, there's Hashem. Is that Mechayev me to do mitzvahs? Mido Keneged Mido. The Rebellion is Oynesh and Tzchar. You have to be an Eved Hashem. That's the second way that he darshens the Pasuk. And if he's there, we understand something else. That after we've said the Hemshech of the Haggadah, The great Rabbi Gamliel Hoya Oimer, Kol Shloi Alba Shlusha Dvarim Eilu Ba Pesach Lo Yotzi Deichai Vosei, Ve Eilu Hei, Pesach Matzu Moi. That's the Lashon of Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah. What's Rabbi Gamliel say? Kol Shloi Alba Shlusha Dvarim Eilu, he didn't say these three things, Pesach Matzu Moro. What's he meant to want to tell us? We have to say, Pesach Shoya V'Seinu Oichlim Al Shumba, Matzah Al Shumba, Mor Al Shumba. Why did he start with this Hakadona? According to the Rambam, the Pasha sees what chover was he not yotze? The Rambam brings this halacha together with the other halachas of Sipri Tzis Mitzrayim. Rabbi Gamliel said that if you don't mention mitzvahs, you don't say kol shloi arba shloisha dvarim elu v'pesach yotze idei chavos. You won't yotze the sipur. You have to get the message. The message of the sipur is mitzvahs. You have to mention Pesach, Matzah, Morah, the Mitzvah Halayla, because the message of the Haggadah of the Sipur is that we came out to be Avodim Lashem. That once we tell the Sipur and we get our message, we realize the Gilui of Hashem and the Tachlis, the Midah Kenegid Midah, the Rebbeinu Shalom is Mechayev us to be Avodim. Then we say, "V'fichoch anachnu chayovim lehoidoi so halel leshabeach so toil leroimim lehavel leporech malei lekaleis lebishosel lavisayin velonu." And to us as well, it's kol anisimoyinu. Hotziyonu meyavtus lecherus miyogel lesimcha meeva leyoyinu meafela leorgonu mishibun ligulo. Yeah, the Rebbeinu Shem is mechayev us to be slaves to Hashem. Of Ashrei Devatoch Hokeinu. If there is Hashem B'Simcha, we're an Eved L'Hashem. We have to be Misoirer. Menoim ala son of Shiro Chadosho. Halleluka. We have to be Misoirer to say a Hallel. And a Hallel is to be a Shiro Chadosho, because next week we're going to have that Hisoirus, like the Sefer Achidu says again, Misoirer. And that Hallel is going to be Bokeh Milibeinu when we realize there is Hashem Yisbar, Gilu Shechina, Avodim Lashem, Ashreinu Vatoil Chalkeinu, Pichoch Anachnu Chayovim Lahoidoi, Venoim Elefonov, just like on the Leil Yitzis Mitzrayim, when there was Makas Mechoyros, the Yushalmi tells us when Paro said, now you're Avnei Hashem, Klal Yisrael Poschu Ve'onu, they said the first Hallel in the world. And what was the first Hallel? Hallelujah Avnei Hashem, Balding, we are Avdei Hashem. That's what we have to be this Oira next week in Yitz Hashem. Well, the Maisa we mentioned it every day, but the Ike next week, Lel Seder, to be Ba'oira ourselves, to take out from the Sifu Yitzis Mitzrayim, this Chizuk in Emunah, the Chizuk in Avdus Lashem, and to be Mahalal, the Noiva Lefon of Shira, Chadosha, Hallelujah.
Olam Shalem Shel Tochen, Mechake Lecha Bekol Halashon, 03-617 אחת אחת, אחת אחת.